Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. This is episode 418 of your Overseas Connection podcast. I am one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, and Murphy's Law on Xbox Live. Some point down in the future, I think I'm just going to create up a new PSN account for the record. Also on the show today, we have, starting with the orange... I won't even go there. I won't even go there. Kim,
Kim
Woods on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for not doing that, because, dear Lord, I'm already fielding questions about people's critters and their addicts and other things. I don't need to start filling those questions. That's me. I'm at GamerGirl27, and that's on Twitter and Xbox. And, well, that's pretty much the only two places you'll find me. I have a PlayStation. It's just not hooked up.
Sorry, your cat is just—it was just looking directly at the camera as you were giving your info, and it was just like, really.
The cat's crusher, right? Yes.
Awesome.
Looks evil and vicious, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He does. Killer cat. all right, we're going to stay away from any animal-related stories this week for you, Kim. We've gotten calls from PETA. We also have fan mail for recipes, but we're not going to go there. Instead, we're going to shift over to Nicole Radowski. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I'm trying super hard to duck storms, so.
Right. Nicole is
once again, eagerly... we love tornado weather.
Yep. Tornadoes are fun for somebody.
Not me. I'm moving the hell out of this freaking country. Yeah. Soon as I can.
I don't have tornadoes out here. You can come out west.
I don't like California. You have earthquakes.
Really?
I'll do a swarm.
Earthquakes. They happen once every 20 years. Seriously. Especially where I live.
Have you ever been in an earthquake?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They're not fun.
They're not bad. They're really not as bad as you want to think they are.
When I lived in Japan, we were in an earthquake. I was on my mom's bed as it was sliding across the room, and we were on a two-story building on the second story. So,
yeah,
not my favorite place.
Yeah, Japan gets some pretty big earthquakes too. So, but yeah, no, I was actually in California when the big 1988 Loma Prieta earthquake hit.
Oh yeah.
Fortunately, though, I was actually living where I'm at now. At that point, I was here as well, and so more or less the only effects of the earthquake that I actually endured for that particular earthquake was watching the World Series and seeing the screen go black, and then blaming the network, thinking they screwed up somehow, only to realize they had a little earthquake. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, I don't like going on the bridges now because of that.
None of the bridges, actual bridges, collapsed. It was really, one bridge actually kind of collapsed. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm the double decker.
So, yeah, maybe it's not exactly safe. All right, on to the next person. Mark Wright on the show this week.
Hello.
Mark, you sound very subdued.
Do I? I'm a bit like Kim today. I'm a bit tired today. So...
But, I think we need to bring that energy level up.
Yeah, we need to get talking about stuff, don't we?
We do. We do need to get talking about stuff. We talk about video games on this podcast. We talk about life stuff on this podcast, and that's where we're going to start. By the way, if you are watching this, you are one of the fortunate people. I say that in jest. But we do broadcast every week, Saturdays, 3 p.m. West Coast, 11 p.m. in the U.K., and if you're somewhere in between there... figure it out. You can find us on twitch.tv/OC podcast. Yes, podcast.
Also,
we are This is exciting, folks. We are also on Beam. So if you go to beam.pro/OC podcast, you can find us there too. And I don't want to forget, how could I ever forget, we are on YouTube. So just look us up on YouTube, the Overseas Connection Podcast, and you can catch us there as well. Of course, we also release out the audio version of this podcast a day later, so you can catch us on Sundays every week. That being said, let's talk about stuff. Mark, do you have any stuff to talk about?
I watched a really good movie this week. I watched finally watched Logan.
Yes, you did. That's an excellent movie.
Yep. Yeah, and when Robin said he'd seen it recently, I asked him if it was like the other Marvel movies, if it was like no blood or anything, or if it was bloodthirsty. And he went, oh my God, no, it's really bloodthirsty. And yeah, it is. It is mega bloodthirsty.
Yes.
It is a proper Wolverine movie. So, yeah.
I thought a very fitting kind of finale to the Wolverine series.
Yeah, and not just Wolverine, because Professor X was in it as well.
Right.
But I'm not going to say any more than that. I don't want to spoil it or anything. But yeah, so yeah, there were quite a few nods to some other stuff as well.
Yeah, I think what I liked most about it, and I don't know if you felt the same way, Mark, and honestly, Kim or Nicole, have both of you seen this movie?
Not yet, no.
No, not yet. I want to, but not yet. Right.
Then shut your ears off. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I think what I really liked most about this movie was, for the first time in terms of mutants and superheroes, I felt like this was the most human.
Yeah.
If they made them, and I say that in air quotes, just that they felt real to me. They didn't feel like fantastical kind of made-up characters. They felt like, no, this was – it had an air of reality to it.
Yeah, and I didn't realize at first. Then I sort of like gathered afterwards. It's set in the near future in about another 10, 15 years' time from now, in the late 20s, isn't it? 2020 summer. And most of the mutants now are dying out, and there's been no new ones. So they are a rare breed. They're not heard of as much anymore. So they're just trying to sort of like slip into society unknown, aren't they?
Yeah, and that was actually a part of the story that I felt that they kind of missed on, because I didn't think they gave that much I don't know, the way they described it didn't come across that well. Like it was kind of hard to catch.
Yeah, I bet they had to cut a lot
up
of
on
scenes.
It. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, Logan, it was great.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. In fact, I rank it up there as probably my favorite superhero movie now, surpassing Deadpool.
I liked it, I mean Deadpool to me is fun, and it's a
very fun superhero movie, but in terms of like an actual story gritty superhero movie, this to me kind of really rose above everything else.
Yeah,
and I think a lot of it was the performances too, like for the first time I thought that what's his name, the guy that plays Wolverine, Hugh Jackman was actually believable. Like,
yeah.
I liked his character in this movie far more than I've ever liked him in previous movies.
Hmm.
Yeah. And Patrick Stewart was fantastic as well.
Yeah.
He's always fantastic.
Yeah.
He's from West Yorkshire, that's why.
Yep.
No.
All right. Number one, engage. Sorry. Number one, engage.
Make it so.
All right. After that horrible attempt. Kim.
Yes.
Let's talk about drywall.
Oh, well, you know, well, before we get to the drywall, I'd like to say I watched Doctor Strange this past weekend. So,
another superhero.
Yeah.
How was that, by the way?
I liked it. Now, see, going into this, I didn't really know much about Doctor Strange, so I'm going to put that all out there right now. I had no idea, really. But it was pretty good. I mean, I know there was some controversy because they cast, the woman to be the head honcho or whatever. But I don't know. I thought she did a really good job. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good movie. So, sorry to move the cat out of the way.
That's okay.
So, you know, if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I enjoyed it. I even liked the Bingle Dink Gumber Bunch or whatever the hell his name is. He was, you know, he was pretty good. When I went into it, he's not going to be able to pull it off. But he did. Yeah, I know. It's Benedict Cumberbatch. I know.
So, I didn't feel good.
Nicole, can you pass me one?
The special effects in that movie are absolutely mind-bending, aren't they? It's like a mix of Inception and... I don't know what else. It's mixed with Matrix, bit like that. Why the shot?
Yeah, it was a little bit Matrixy. I saw it on the flight, either to or from Scotland, but it was on the plane. That's all I remember. Yeah. It was good either way.
So yeah, it was really good.
VK Viper in the Beam chat, our first Beam viewer by the look of it, he's put Why the Shot. Well, Nicole, when we were podcasting live quite a while ago, Nicole accidentally called it The Shat instead of The Chat, and it stuck with us, so it's now The Shat.
Yeah.
Now The Shat.
The Shat, but it is an honorable place to be.
Yeah.
We don't look down upon you for being a shatter.
Not yet, anyway.
No.
All right, so anyway. Doctor Strange, Past Muster, you liked it.
It was good.
Okay.
Awesome. I'll watch it if you haven't. So, anyway, other than that, yes, drywall. I've been working on the new house because almost everyone knows, you know, we're building a house. And for the last couple of days, the weather's, week anyway, the weather's been nice enough you can actually go out and work on it. So this morning I got up early and decided to go out and work on the drywall in my dad's room because I love my father. Let's just get that out of the way. But the man has no eye for detail at all. He started to paint his room, and then I went in to check, and the seams where the drywall meets up, and you have to tape it, mud it, and all that. Yeah, right. He didn't sand it worth a crap. I mean, they were terrible. You could see the seams through the paint, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's not going to work. So that's what I spent my day doing, was going back in there, sanding the paint down so I could get to the terrible, terrible seam, and throwing mud back over it, and smoothing it all back out, and hopefully tomorrow I can paint it, and hopefully it'll look better than what he attempted to do.
So your dad's not a tape and float man?
No. I'm better at it than he is, which is, not saying much, but at least I can look at it and go, yeah, I'm not painting that until it's, smooth back out, because that's just awful.
I feel you.
So, yeah. It wouldn't have been so bad if I could have figured out some way to camouflage it, but there's no way to camouflage it. The seam is, in the middle of the wall. So, you're going to see it no matter what you do.
That's what indoor trees are for.
Yeah, I'll get him a big
slide
plant.
Slide that right in front of it.
Right, exactly.
Those little half columns you just build up on the wall.
Hey, there's a thought. We don't know why it's there, but yeah, So, that's what we're doing. But we're getting closer all the time. The telephone people were out the other day, so I think they're going to be here in the next couple of weeks to hook up our internet.
I was going to say, you're going to get a telephone. Congratulations.
Yes. we're going to get a telephone and we're going to get our new internet. So, who knows? Maybe in a couple of weeks I'll be out there doing a podcast. It might be an empty room, but.
So, this really now is, I beg the question, how are you online right now if you don't have internet?
I have internet, but we have internet in the old house, not in the new house. So,
gotcha.
So, the new house is not connected yet.
For some reason, I thought you were in the new house already.
Not yet.
No. Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Dear God, no.
It's supposed to happen in December.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I know, right? Well, when you have two people working on it, one's a gimp and one's a 66-year-old man, we're kind of slow, so.
Well, I'm excited that you finally came out of the closet and admitted that you're a 66-year-old man.
all right. Time. The makeup was getting old, so.
All right. Well, hey, I construction's not easy, so I applause to you for even taking this project on, because it's a hell of a project.
It is that.
Nicole, anything on your end?
I still have a twisted ankle. My daughter just healed. Her ankle's healed, because we decided to both twist our ankle at the same time.
Yep.
I just didn't stay off mine, and she stayed off hers, so. And where am I going tonight? A party. So guess what I'll still be walking on? My twisted ankle.
Twisted ankle. Okay. All right.
Whatever. And then I finished Wynonna Earp. And I told Kim, I was like, wait a little while. Hopefully I'll come up with season two, because that final episode for season one, I was like, what the flip? Because I really want to see what happens, because the way it ended was a little stressful for me. I want to know what happened, because that final episode screaming has ruined my patience. So, and then I watched, I was like everybody else, watching a bunch of movies. I finally watched The Revenant.
Okay.
Dude, that movie was freaking brutal.
Talk about intense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm glad those weren't my people.
Yeah.
We're Mohegan. We didn't do any of that. We were nice.
That movie, like, I had, like, anger in me sitting in the theater. And, I mean.
Oh, that fits. Yeah, that Fitzpatrick guy. Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know what? What's interesting is because, I mean, you feel helpless in the theater watching, you know, what's happening. And I don't want to
spoil
anything, but. You know, you feel helpless in the theater, and yet one of the characters within the movie also helpless at that point in time, at that critical moment, and it's just, I mean, it's painful.
Yeah, that was very emotional. And then I watched The Legend of Tarzan, the new one, with the 2016 one.
How was that?
Okay, I always hated how goofy the Tarzan movies were.
Right.
This one was actually good. Like, it was a little more emotional than I was expecting. And it kept bothering me because I recognized the wife's voice. It took me a while to realize it was Harlequin.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's Harley Quinn. So putting her in there, she's very good because it took me a minute to figure out who she was. But I liked the story behind it and the way they describe why he does certain things makes a whole lot more sense, and it wasn't just fluff. They had a logical explanation for some of his deformities and his personality traits and stuff like that, and I found it very interesting. And then what else did I watch?
I wasn't aware he had any deformities.
Well, he's big hands, and they explained why.
Genetics.
Watch the movie, because I don't want to spoil.
All right.
Just watch it. It really is really good. I really liked it. It was a little dark, but still, it was very good. And then, what's the other one I watched, Kim? The winter one. The Huntsman Winter.
Winter's War, right?
Winter's War, yeah. But
all I watched it for was Hemsworth.
Yeah, so. I didn't like that twit that was in there the first time that played Snow White. I can't stand her. But I do like Charlize Theron, so I was like, and I do like Chris Hemsworth, so I'm like, I'm totally watching it. And then he had a Scottish accent on top of it. Holy crap.
Scottish accent for the win.
That right there.
Where's Womble when you need
it? And we're moving on. All right, Nicole, anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What have you been up to, Greg?
Real quickly. Yes, Mark.
What have you been up to?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked. So right before the podcast, I literally installed two different ceiling speakers. So that was a little project that I've actually had I've been putting together the home entertainment system, and I've got it set up for 4K, and I had a new home theater unit, but I didn't want to hook everything completely up until I got in the ceiling speakers, because I just knew I was going to have to rearrange stuff once they came in. And sure enough, that was like the project today. It was redoing the entertainment center, repositioning everything, and then getting the ceiling speakers up into the ceiling, which surprisingly not that difficult. It sounds a lot more challenging than it really was. So I was pretty pleased how quickly it happened. And beyond that, just a little life stuff. I have just gone full blown into the TV series The Expanse, and I have watched both seasons one and seasons two now. The good news is it's got season three coming. The bad news, like every other television series out here that apparently takes a break, it's not coming back until 2018. Mm-hmm. So
what?
Yeah, I think they were debating whether it was going to get picked up for a third season, but I think it got really popular in season two, and so they finally picked it up, but they now have to, of course, produce the episodes.
I just kept Kim's cat's tail.
Yeah, I know. There's just, you know, Kim flashing around her.
All I see is this in the corner. I'm like, what the hell?
Just a little fluff. Anyway.
Yeah.
So The Expanse, if you haven't seen it, or haven't heard of it before. It's a sci-fi Earth and Mars colonization kind of television series. I don't want to give too much away because it takes some very interesting turns, but in essence, there's a fraction of people that leave Earth to settle Mars, and then over the years of having settled Mars and kind of that colony becomes its own government and its own kind of force, and then there's Earth on its own, and in a sense they become very adversarial towards one another, and kind of how they're trying to I don't want to say colonize the rest of the galaxy, but I guess that's kind of what it is. So there's a very kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say Halo theme to it in terms of, but like the UNSC, you have that kind of feeling of the different factions. They have their military factions. And there's just some nice little twists that play out in it. So, and surprisingly, this is another one of those television series that's not afraid to introduce some characters that you think are potentially going to be around for a while. And they don't stick around. They end up being off and or leave in some fashion or another. So it keeps you on your toes. But all right, so that's it for stuff outside of gaming. So let's jump into the gaming. Mark, where would you like me to start first, since I knew you have some videos queued up?
Whatever you want. I'm getting good at this now.
He's ready.
All right, well, why don't we start with Nicole?
Oh, my very simple gaming.
Simple in some respects.
Yeah. Because we played Gears with Mark earlier this weekend, and then went from Gears to Halo, and we were waxing nostalgic and decided that we should start doing some community stuff where we do the custom games again, because we were talking about, remember SWAT guns on that map that I had made 900 years ago? He was like, oh, yeah, we should do that again. We had fun because we were whacking the shit out of each other with golf clubs. And we had so much fun just messing around, and, you know, and when we have big groups and mess around like that, it's a lot of fun. So we're like, we need to put this back into play and make some custom maps that are just our OCP maps and do those just for the community. And maybe we'll do something like through the summer, we'll have a little retro summer block and we'll set up a date that we're continuously going on that date, that time, playing that game.
Okay. I'm down for it. I've always enjoyed playing Halo, and especially with the community. We always have had fun. So, to me, if it's Halo 3 or Halo 5, Halo 4 was not a favorite of mine. But
it wasn't a favorite of anybody's.
Yeah, I'm actually curious. I haven't dabbled too much with the Forge mode in Halo 5, but I've heard it's pretty dang good. So I'm curious, maybe we can dabble in there as well.
I have dabbled. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. Okay. It's fine.
I liked Forge better in 3.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, there seemed to be more choices in how you wanted to layer things on, whereas here in 5 it seems a little more restrictive. And I don't know if they just don't have the same amount of crap or if... Whoa. Sorry, lightning.
All right, okay.
Or I don't know what the deal is. It just doesn't seem as – but it's easier to use. It's more intuitive. But okay. I don't know. Just the layering just seems a little lacking.
Yeah. I just heard the thunder, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, I saw a custom Forge map out of Halo 5 that was Legos. They built a bunch of Legos and, like, made a Lego fort. So, I don't know. We'll dabble. We will definitely play, though. That is for sure. I guess, Mark, why don't we jump over to you?
I've played quite a few games, actually, which is unlike me. But a lot of them I've played briefly. The first one is a game I picked up in this recent sale, and Greg kindly said is half of the money for it and threw me half the money, which is Jackbox Party Pack 3. Now, I have 1 and 2 on the PS4, but because his was on sale on the Xbox One, I picked it up on there. And because my nephews are up, we played that the other night, and it's such a laugh. Some of the stuff you can put in that is... you have to be really careful. You have to have a tolerance of each other's limits sort of thing. But yeah, it was hilarious. We played every single game mode in there. Oh, is that your weather warning map?
Yes.
Yes.
But the one we like best is Quiplash 2. And in this one, you can create your own questions as well. So, rabbit hole, dark path.
All right.
I finished Battlefield 1 single player at long last.
Okay.
I started it ages ago. And then done little bits here and there. But finally finished the single player. Really enjoyed it as well. Graphically, absolutely beautiful. The sound with a headset on was amazing. I really enjoyed the tank mission, the second level.
Right.
I really enjoyed the plane mission in the third level. It just varied up every level. The last couple of levels, there weren't as many chapters in each episode as the other ones, and it seemed to end a bit quickly.
Right.
But yeah, it was enough. At least it's another off my YOLG list, so I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think for me, Battlefield 1, I mean, I enjoyed the single player. It wasn't bad, and it certainly was much better than what they've done in the past, so I was actually really pleased in that respect. But I kind of wanted a more cohesive story. Like,
yeah.
You know, I did still feel like that was missing. So,
A bit like Valiant Hearts, where they did tie each of the different characters together in some way. There was none of that in this. But it was still very good. I like how they did the things where when your character dies, it gives you his birth and death date, and in the beginning of it, you had different names, whereas later on in the game, it always went back to the same character because you were playing that individual. Yeah, really good. Because Kim mentioned it last week, and I thought, oh, I've not finished that yet, I played a bit more Unravel.
Was this on your YOLOG list as well?
Yeah, it's on my YOLOG list. Yeah, I don't know if Kim wants to jump in as well.
I don't know why, by the way, I keep saying YOLOG.
Yeah,
it's not YOLOG.
Because you want it to be a YOLOG.
I do. I want it to be a YOLOG.
I played the first level when it was on EA Access with the free trial. And then we got it recently. I think it was free on EA Access, wasn't it, recently? And I never went back to it. I've just done another.
Yeah, it was free on EA Access. Yeah.
So I've just done another two levels on it now. And I love the look of the game, the aesthetics. The graphics are just absolutely gorgeous. The way the foreground is really crisp and beautiful, the background's nice and faded, and you've got your little Yarny character. I think it was the third level. Got me a bit frustrated. There was a few little bits where I got stuck on. Have you done the third level of the Berry Meyer one, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I completed it.
Kim's
oh, yeah.
further than I am because Kim had to explain to me how to go to the different levels.
Did you struggle with that well, with that log?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It took me a little bit. I actually had to go watch a walkthrough, a video on YouTube to figure out how to do it. Because
I knew what I needed to do, but I just couldn't get it to do it. Because once you tied one knot, another knot came undone. And I did exactly the same. I watched a YouTube video, and I tried copying it, and it still wouldn't do it. I'm thinking, what the hell? And I was just about to give up, and it did it. So, yeah. Got a bit frustrating, but yeah. Once I got past that bit, it was okay again.
Are you still in the mire?
No, I finished that level now. I've got to the next chapter, but I've not started it. I don't even know what it's called. I got onto the top shelf now with the last picture on that shelf.
Yep.
Which is the fourth chapter, I think. And I know there's some more pictures on the right-hand side of the door.
Yep.
Each picture frame's like a chapter, isn't it? And then when you complete it, it fills your scrapbook with photographs, which is neat.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. Are you enjoying it, Kim?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was definitely times where I got, you know, a little aggravated because I was, for some odd reason, I wasn't picking up what it was trying to tell me to do. But once I got past that and got a little further into it, it's a really good game. I enjoyed it.
Mm. The controls are quite simple and basic, aren't they? But they do work quite well. Where you can climb up and down the wool, or yarn, as you guys call it. And you can tie 2 points to make like a spring point. So, yeah, it's quite cool. I've played some Paladins. This game is in early access, I think, and it's open to preview, dashboard preview, inside program people, if you get to a certain level.
Yes, I haven't checked this out yet. I'm curious.
Me neither.
It's really good, actually, but it's basically...
What is it?
Overwatch. I'm trying to think of a game then. It's basically Overwatch, but a free-to-play version. But it's really, really good. It looks really good. I'm going to put it on stream now. To get to the action, you have little mounts, so you get there a bit quicker. And then when it has the same idea where you get to a control point, and once you've got that control point, it starts moving a cart along a track, just like in Overwatch. And then your team has to either escort that cart to the end of its track or stop the cart from getting there. There's lots of different hero characters. I presume when it comes out fully, you'll have to pay for some of these hero characters. That's how they'll make the money, like on Dota 2 and that. But yeah, it's quite impressive. It's as good as Overwatch.
Does it feel like just it's a ripoff of Overwatch though? I mean, because it's sounding awfully, I mean, very similar. So
the heroes, a lot of them look completely different, the way they work and that, and the different benefits. But I didn't really play Overwatch, so I'm not really sure. This would be a great game for Nicole to play and compare the two, because I know Nicole's played a lot of Overwatch. But yeah, quite.
Not to get on it.
Yeah, but because I got it for free as a like a beta access. Yeah, pretty good.
All right, Paladins. If you can, if you're in the preview, check it out.
Yeah, and my last game is another one we picked up in the sale, and I mentioned it briefly last week, but I didn't want to go into it until you were on, Greg, and that is Halo Wars 2. Finally played the first couple of missions. Boy, oh boy, that is a good campaign. For an RTS game to have a campaign like that, the first Halo Wars was good, but this is really good. And
I cannot speak highly enough of the story that's in Halo Wars 2, because I think they did a I don't know, it's kind of what I wish, in some ways, Halo 5 had been.
Yeah.
In terms of a story. They introduced a new nemesis villain, Atriox, and he is, I mean, when you see him and the way he's introduced in the story, it's properly menacing and kind of strikes that, I don't want to say fear in you, because obviously it's just a game, but I mean, from a story standpoint, it does have that weight to him. He's not just something that you can just push aside, so to speak. It really, the story in this made me wish there was some kind of single player first person shooter or even third person shooter game that had this story in it, because it's just so far so good.
I'm looking forward to now getting to on the later levels, where you can start getting into the higher tech levels and get more into the different building, because at the moment it's just basic units you can build in the first level.
And it's interesting the way in the early missions, at least, they limit, you know, they do guide you a little bit. You know, it's not kind of Command and Conquer, where in Command and Conquer, when you played the single player, it really was you basically were just playing the multiplayer game, but just against bots. Here, you know, you have kind of almost you know, missions that you're going out on that you have to do certain things, But like you said, it's well done, and I think it guides you along nicely. And for those that are not familiar with an RTS, it's probably a good in-between step to see if you can really handle a full-blown RTS.
And there's co-op sections to the campaign as well, so we need to get hooked up on this, Greg, and try out the co-op.
Yes.
As well as have you tried the Blitz mode yet? I've not done that.
I tried the Blitz mode in the beta, I admittedly got my ass handed to me.
Right.
And that's just because I wasn't devoting any time to really learning it. It's interesting because you get in there and it's an arena as opposed to a full map. There's a few control points, and then you have cards that you'll play.
Yeah, I've seen.
And the cards basically, the cards are your units.
Right.
So instead of you building a base where you're going to deploy units out of the base, you just get cards and that you can play those cards wherever you need to as you're going along. And as you earn points, you'll be able to unlock more cards and play more units onto the battlefield. So all said and done, though, I think the match I played in, granted, I got my ass handed to me, but I mean it lasted about 5 minutes long. They're not super long matches.
Right.
Do I even want to ask?
No.
I'm messing with my dog.
Ah.
And I was laughing because it looked like I was falling off the chair.
And like I mentioned last week, the beauty of this is for both Dan and Gary who were in the chat, this is play anywhere. So get it on Xbox. You can play it on PC through the Windows 10 side of it. And I've played it on both. And it works just as well on both. People are saying they've dumbed it down a bit on PC because of the console side of it, but I don't feel they have. But I'm not a massive RTS player. I don't play StarCraft.
I get what they're coming from.
Yeah.
Certainly, let's face it. And for those that are used to PC RTS games and they're coming at this and they're saying, oh, they dumbed it down. No, they just made it the way they made Halo Wars, which Halo Wars is a console RTS.
Yeah.
And instead of limiting it to console, they brought that same game over to PC. So,
have you noticed, though, just going off on a bit of a tangent, there's a lot more PC games which you would never think would come to console, coming to console now. Just last week we had City Skylines, and I'm so tempted with that. I don't know why, but I've been watching videos of it, and I just want to play it. And I know I shouldn't buy it on Xbox because...
You know why? It's because Mike Chinn. Mike Chinn loves that game.
Not only that, but I've got access to it on Steam because the Real Default, he shares his Steam library with me, and he's got it on Steam, so there's no reason why I can't play it. I need to get out of this shiny and new thing again. I need to get back to the Yolgways. Bongo needs to do a Dirty 30. Bongo needs to get a Dirty 30 podcast out there and give us some therapy. Because...
no kidding. He has slacked on that a little bit.
Yeah, hasn't he?
I mean,
he's had a lot on, though. And he's not being well past couple
of weeks. Excuses being sick and everything. Yeah. By the way...
Yeah, in his defense, he's kind of been sick.
Yeah, no, and I do have to give him huge props last week for hosting last week. Listening to that podcast, I could tell just how bad he was feeling.
Yeah, the croaky Mr. Toad voice.
Oh, and probably the funnier irony of all of that was... leading up to last week's podcast, I was not here. Robin was covering for, I believe, Fraser, who was going to – they were supposed to have flip-flopped.
But Fraser was actually on the show as well. Yeah.
Right. Right. And Fraser said to Robin, though, no, I don't feel like hosting. You host. And what does Robin do? He hosts when he probably should have said, no, Fraser, you host because I have no voice. Good on Robin. And you know what? Typical selfish Canadian. I don't want to host this week. So blah, blah, blah. Look at me. I own two Jaguars.
he's got all right. Yeah, so
anything
that's my
else,
long
Mark?
List. No, that's it for me this week.
Long okay.
For me.
Mass Effect Andromeda, continuing to play through some of that. I know the girls are not huge Mass Effect fans.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let him finish. Let him go. Go ahead, let him go.
I said not huge Mass Effect fans. And I will say this. There's been a little bit of my playthrough in Mass Effect where I have kind of not been as excited as I initially was to play this game. So I'm sticking to my campaign now, and that's actually made it better. But getting bogged down in the side missions, to me, The Witcher 3 kept my interest when I got off onto side missions. Mass Effect so far isn't doing that for me. So
yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've got two planets to full viability, but it gets a bit tedious after a while, doesn't it? Doing the same thing, getting the different hidden caches and getting the viability. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Well, and I think also part of my frustration was with the planet Harl. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Harl.
Is that the ice Harl planet?
If you don't hurry up.
Yeah. The layout of that map.
That's how Rick Grimes says it. Harl.
And getting to different spots within that planet, kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of areas where you thought you could get to an area and turns out it was a dead end. You had to retrace your steps and go back around a different way. And it was not very friendly when it came to looking at the map and discerning how you could get to someplace. So, they could have done better with that. Kind of going backwards on my list, Mark, so you kind of know which videos to pull up next. So The Division, jumped on that last night. I'm now, I think, level 25, 26. I know I'm right towards the end of the campaign. I think I've only got a few missions left. I don't know what level it goes to, but I want to say it's like level 30 is the final kind of missions for the game.
Mark would know.
I know. I'm waiting for Mark to respond, and he's
queuing the video up. 30 was his max.
Yeah, level 30 is a max. But then it's like Destiny. Once you get to the max level, it doesn't end. Then you still earn XP,
right,
as if you're leveling up, but you don't go higher on level. So every time you level up, you get a loot crate you can open. That's since one of the additions. I think it was a survival one.
But I'm talking about the story.
Yeah.
The story, I want to say, finishes out right around level 30.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I was going with this.
Because once you get
to level 30... It's on my Yolg list.
Yeah, you have to you increase your gear score.
Not my Yolg list. By the way, anybody who is not familiar with Yolg or Yulog or whatever we're talking about, it is the year of living gamedrously. That's what we're talking about. Basically, we're creating our own personal lists of games we never finished that are just sitting in our back catalog. And so we've committed for a year to go back and play through these games. Most people have a list of 30 games. Some people are insane and have a list of like 50 or 60 games. So that's what we're talking about, just in case you're wondering. The Division.
Actually finishing those 50, 60 games.
I know.
I've not even finished but one.
Yeah. I think I'm coming up on six now. So The Division, I still love that game. That game is fantastic. I cannot sing its praises enough. Really, really like The Division.
Yep.
NHL 17, because hockey is in playoff mode right now in the NHL, I am now in a mindset of I want to play hockey, maybe my Sharks will actually win a game as opposed to losing it like they did the other night. NHL 17, it's pretty good. It's not as good as I thought it was going to be, if that makes any sense. They've always been really good, all of the EA sports games, in terms of their presentation with the announcers and making you feel like you're listening to a live broadcast. There's been games in the past where I've kind of like had to do a double take in terms of the audio when I heard it being played. This game, the announcers, I don't know if it's how they mix them in or what, but there's just a roboticness to them. So every once in a while, they'll just kind of come up with a line, and I wish I had an example on the top of my head, but I mean, it just feels very forced, like that came out of the blue. It wasn't very natural. And it just kind of takes you out of that immersion of watching an NHL game. And then the other aspect that really takes you out of the feeling that you're playing a real game, so to speak, is when they do shots of the crowd. Because even though they've done a lot better with the crowd faces and animations, they still look really bad. But In terms of the gameplay overall, it's fun. Really enjoying it. And Gary DeFelice, or Gary DeFelice, the real LeFou, he and I have been talking about getting a little sports series going where we're going to start streaming some games, all sports related, and we're going to, I think, title it "Doing Sports Badly," something like that.
sounds about right.
Yep, it will absolutely be. I mean, you know, it typical.
Then you guys have to play FIFA because you guys 100%. Seriously suck at FIFA.
I can actually do okay with FIFA. I mean, for a California boy that doesn't know much about the footy, I do okay. But that all said, I say that because the competition I've been playing hasn't been exactly like all-star level. Sorry, Mark. And so. Typically speaking, it's going to be like a 1-0.
I'm the best at taking penalties.
Yes, you are the best at penalties. Oh, dear God.
That extra life penalty, that'll never be forgotten.
No, it should not be.
No.
Literally, Mark is sitting there getting ready to do a penalty shot, and he's like trying to figure out how he's going to like take a shot, and then his player just starts going on his own.
And just walks and up sure and just enough, touches the ball.
Just dribble the ball up.
I didn't know the change the way it worked from the last game.
Or dribble. Just dribble.
Yeah. Dribble, dribble.
It doesn't have to be a ball.
Yes.
And last game that I picked up in the sale, which I'm now trying to figure out if I'm going to get access to the refund policy, because I may try and get a refund on this. It's Line of Defense Tactics. It was only like $10 on the Xbox Live sale, and so I thought, you know what, let me give it a shot. It was turn-based squad tactics type game, and for whatever reason, I was in that mode of I was playing a bunch of those types of games. So it's very basic, and the control scheme on this is not the best. I'll just put it that way. It leads to more frustration than joy. And so that for that reason, I'm really thinking that if I can and have the opportunity within probably the next day or so, because I think that kind of at that 14-day window, I would try to return this game if I could. It's a four-team-member squad game, and it's not co-op, so you're just playing as you're leading this squad into like space station scenario where you're taking objectives and you're going along this story. The story's not horrible. It is an indie game in the truest sense. It feels, it's not feeling like it's a AAA game at all. And visually it's not going to set the world on fire. And ultimately that all doesn't really matter, because if the gameplay, the game mechanics have been halfway decent and in terms of controlling and being able to give orders for, like, cover fire, that kind of thing, I think this game would have won me over much more. But unfortunately, it just controls really badly. It's a pass. I would not recommend it to anybody. Even for $10, it feels like it's a stretch.
I don't even think you can get this in the UK, because when you told me you've got this, you got this in another one, that Sword Coast thing.
Yes.
It downloaded the Sword Coast, but it didn't download this automatically. So I went looking for it, and I could not find it anywhere on the UK store. I could see it on the US store.
Interesting.
Sorry, excuse me. So I looked upon the interwebs like you do, did a quick Google. And like right. I said, some of the comments of the game, some of the reviews were shocking, giving it really bad reviews and saying it's not worth the sort of like code it's written on sort of thing. Because it's on Steam as well.
Well, I think they normally ask for $20 on it.
Yeah,
which is a steep price for this game. Yeah. That I would not.
And I can understand why you went for this, because you love XCOM and it's that sort of type of game. So
I thought it was going to be XCOM. Yeah. It was not.
So yeah, maybe you can definitely get that new refund policy to your advantage.
That's my goal right now, is to test that out, see how that goes.
Good luck.
Yes, thank you for that. all right, let's jump into some news. There wasn't a whole heck of a lot of news this past week, But, you know, one news story that stood out to me that I thought was kind of interesting, esports joining the 2022 Asian Games as a medal event. So the story, and I think I stole this off of Joystick or I forget who owns them now. But anyway, Engadget, I think, is the actual owner of the site now. But esports will form part of the 2022 Asian Games set to be held in China. The Olympic Council of Asia said that it wanted to reflect the rapid development and popularity of this new form of sports participation. It marks an evolution from next year's 2018 games in Jakarta, where esports will be built as a demonstration sport. So come 2022, it will be a medal event. So what I'm probably more curious about, and I don't think it actually says anything in here, is what exactly are the games that they're going to be playing? You know, what is the medal event game? Because, I mean, esports can be a number of different types of games. So that'll be interesting to see.
Did we go through over Kim's games, what she played?
I thought we did, didn't we? Kim, no. I totally skipped over you, Kim.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Kim, we'll talk about esports first, and then we'll come back to you. This is the flexibility we have. See how I did that?
I've just seen the chat, and something else was twigged. I had to be quiet about Mass Effect or something, because it was a surprise coming up.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk real fast. Esports Olympic medal event. Yay, nay? Are we thinking this is going to be a positive thing?
It can't hurt.
You say, what games are going to be?
I guess that is probably the biggest Korea question.
So, yeah, it's going to be your daughters and stuff in it. So. But if you have a Call of Duty one, a Halo one, Rocket League one, it could be interesting. Tell you what,
it'd be interesting to see if they try and like break it up into like one team has to play like three different types of games.
Yeah.
Within the event,
like a triathlon or something.
Yeah, like a triathlon. Yeah. But I'm thinking that's not going to go over well with the esports crowd.
No,
because you have these different games. They have their own specialized groups of players and teams that dedicate themselves to just those games. You know, so I don't know. I'll be curious. I mean, I've not been the biggest fan of esports. I'm going to be very upfront. However, this year I have watched a few esports events, the Halo Championship in particular. I watched and actually enjoyed quite a bit of it. So maybe there is something to it after all. Maybe, you know, I think ultimately I just was really poo-pooing the idea that these people were trying to call themselves athletes, because I still say that's bullshit. No, I'm sorry. You're not an athlete by holding a controller in your hand. And I don't care that it takes long hours of practice. You're still not an athlete. You're a competitor. That's different.
Yes. It's
different.
I'll agree with you there. They are competitors, but they're not athletes.
Start lifting some weights. Start running some track. Then you can be considered an athlete. All right. Kim.
Yes.
I would love to know what you have been playing this past week, Kim.
Well, I played Unravel, which we've pretty much already talked about. And, shocker, prepare yourself. I started Mass Effect Andromeda.
There needs to be some kind of music.
So, another shock. I didn't hate it.
That is a shock.
Yeah, see?
You know, you did not get along.
Let him go, because he didn't know yet.
I know, right?
No, I had no clue.
No. Yes?
Well, I was going to say, so you... previously, did not like Mass Effect 1 through 3. Did you play all three?
No, I only started the first one, and that was enough to put me off. So I didn't even start the other two.
So what got you to play Mass Effect Andromeda?
Nicole.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah, I honestly.
Look at Greg's face.
I know. We've just blown his mind, right? I saw that she was playing it on the Xbox, so I just asked her. I said, all right, you know, you didn't like the first one any more than I did, so how does this one rank? And she, you know, she talked pretty highly about it, so I thought, all right. Of course, EA Access, I've got the 10-hour trial that I can give it a shot, so I thought, all right, right. I'll download it and see. So I've only, you know, I haven't done a lot. I've only played it for a couple hours, 3 hours, something like that. I haven't got very far. But so far, it's done a far better job than the first one ever did of getting me to you know, go through and play it. And, you know, I don't know exactly why. I think it's done a better job of drawing me into the story.
It is a better story, which is what I told you. It was a better story, which is why I'm actually buying this game.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so funny because, I mean, if you talking to the Mass Effect community, everybody to a person will probably say Mass Effect 1 story is probably the best story out of all of them.
And I hated that story.
Not game, but the story itself was the best story.
The gameplay was too
no,
the
story sucked.
No, it didn't. It was so good.
We agreed to disagree.
I
thought it was dry and boring. I don't know what it was. And maybe the guest just pissed me off. I'm not sure. But for me, it didn't draw me in. It didn't give me a personal reason as to why I should go out and, you know, blow up these aliens for whatever reason.
Okay.
Which Andromeda did, it gave me a reason for, you know, spoiler warnings, whatever. I don't know who's all played it, so I'm not going to say why, but, you know, you've played it, you know.
Right.
It gave me a more personal reason as to why I should go out and, you know, shoot all the Ket. So,
all right, so here's a question for you, Kim, and you, Nicole, because I don't know, actually, your answer either. Are you Captain Kirk or Captain Kirkette?
I'm not Captain anything yet because I actually kind of cheated because I wanted to see who all the romance options were because I do that with Dragon Age. I want to see beforehand. And I'm kind of disappointed a little bit because I'm not really sure I want to go out and screw an alien. But I also don't want to be a lesbian either. So, you know, there's not.
Well, you answered my question. So you're
a girl?
You're Captain Kirkette.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went female. Nicole, I take it you made a male writer?
No, I'm a girl.
Okay.
But I tell you what, there's no other girls touching me.
Yeah, I can't do it. There's nothing wrong with it, but I have no interest in you know, dating a girl.
Me either. Fake or real, not happening.
Yeah, this is not my thing.
I like what's under a kilt far better.
Exactly. So, and I'm not sold yet on whether or not I want to go hook up with an alien or not. I we'll see. I might change my mind. It's been known to happen because, like I said, I'm playing Mass Effect, and, well, that's a stunner enough as it is. So,
speechless.
I'm playing Mass Effect, and
this
I don't
is
hate
the,
it.
The basic
I was
going to
say,
things like, you're in shock.
No, I'm excited, though. I'm excited because also now we can get a multiplayer session of Mass Effect going.
Yep.
Sure.
Because that actually is... I'll tell you right now, Mass Effect multiplayer has to be played with numbers. Trying to play it solo or just even two people is tough. All right. Kim, anything else you would like to talk about before we move on?
No, that was it. That was the one bomb I wanted to drop, so.
And that was a megaton. There you go.
With a delayed fuse.
That was news. That really was news. You know, actually... kind of perfect that it was where it was. Right, Kim?
Sure.
It was news.
I'll agree.
Kim Woods loves Mass Effect, and Nicole Radowski also loving Mass Effect.
The new one.
The new one. Sorry. Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yes. Please don't confuse because 1 and 3 still suck. 1 through 3.
And the internet hates you. All right.
Not as bad because we like Andromeda.
Yes. Not as bad. If you are in the shopping mood for a new PlayStation 4, of course you have the PlayStation 4 Pro still sitting out there, but looks like Sony has announced a new PlayStation 4 regular slim model with a 1 terabyte drive added into it now, which is interesting. I thought they had already done this, but apparently... they hadn't on the PlayStation 4 Slim. So the PlayStation 4 Slim finally getting a model with the 1 terabyte drive. It'll be $299 US. I don't know what that equates out to in pounds, but I'm sure if you just add 5, it'll be close. Anyway, that will be arriving store shelves sometime this month. They didn't give a specific date, but it may even already be out on shelves by now. So, yeah, there's that. And I'm still kind of holding out. At some point, a PlayStation 4 will likely grace its presence within my entertainment center now that I have everything hooked up. But I've spent a lot of money already. All right, last little tidbit of news. The Games for Gold in May was released. Mark, I think you broke this to us, or was it Kim?
I think I put it in the chat at the same time Kim put it all over Facebook like she does regular every time.
Right. So interesting list of games. Not one of their best months ever. I'll definitely agree to that, but I don't think it's horrible. Guiana Sisters Twisted Dreams is the first title that'll be coming out May 1st through the 31st. Then Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. This was the follow-up to the original Lara Croft game. And that has 4-player co-op, if I'm not mistaken, within it. So that'll be May 16th through June 15th. And then the games that I'm actually kind of more excited for are the backwards compatible games.
Yeah, the 360 games are outshining the Xbox One games, I think.
Ooh, yes, yeah. They do.
Yep, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. And then the real, I think, windfall out of all of this, the LEGO Star Wars The Complete Saga. Mm-hmm. That's May 16th through the 31st.
There are tons of hours of gameplay in that one. Absolutely loads of stuff to do.
I love the Legos. They're so hilarious.
They're well done. It's all 6 movies.
Yes.
So there's a lot to do. A lot of collections. If you like collectibles, that is the game to go for.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. So I don't know if we had anything up. I mean, I know, Kim, you're probably the most social out of all of us on Facebook. If there are any good discussions to talk about here.
I haven't seen any. No. So there might be after this show, though, considering I've started to play Mass Effect. We'll see.
I think that it could become a meme, actually, on Twitter. We might have to make that happen. All right. Well, looks, this is really the most important part of the show. This is the part of the show that I think everybody's been waiting for, yourselves included. I was listening last week. I heard the calling out of me. Nobody knew what the scores were. It was chaos, trivia chaos. So I sat and literally listened to, I think, 6-7 episodes to make sure I got all of the scores updated properly. And here we go. Here's the current standings of trivia for Season 3. And then I have some news for you, Mark, in a moment as well. So, as it stands right now, Nicole is in the lead for Season 3. Nicole has 8 points in our podcast trivia. Then and in second place, all by him, his lonesome. You would think it would be Mark, but it's not. It's our very own Robin Tate in second place with 5 points. Mr. Scraggly Voice is holding down second place. And then tied for second is Fraser and Kim. And then in fourth place, or technically, I guess, fifth place, since there's a tie at third, is Mark.
Yeah.
Mark Wright in fifth.
Complete.
What's going
on? Opposite to last season, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
I would like to also point out I am on the board with 1 point, but I don't anticipate I'll ever really go beyond 1 point. And that's just because primarily I've been hosting. It's an excuse, but I'll use it anyway. All right. Well, we have trivia. We have trivia for this week, so I'm excited. This is a head-to-head opportunity for Nicole to maintain her lead, for Kim to possibly close the distance, and for Mark, really, just to pick yourself up off the deck, because let's face it,
redeem myself.
You're slacking here a little bit.
Second ball, dude.
All right, so here's how trivia works. If you haven't listened to the podcast before or watched it, we have 2 multiple choice questions. One typically easier than the other, and they have multiple answers to them. And basically, I will read off the question. I will read off all the choices, including background characters. We're talking to Mark also known as his son. Mark's totally ignoring me. Anyway, so you have the trivia questions that are going to be asked. You can play along at home. And, of course, you know, you, our podcast hosts, are battling it out for the prize of a lifetime, which is going to come up pretty soon. It wraps up season 3 in June, so not too much time left. Just saying that right now. Nicole, you're definitely in the catbird seat on this one.
And I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Mark, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You're done socializing with your family?
Being harassed by the family.
God forbid he socializes with his family during the podcast.
Yeah. Don't you want to play Foo's jingle? No? He'll be upset. Right, go on.
We should play Foo's jingle, yes.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
But that's it?
Yeah, that's it. Phrases right. Like it.
I was expecting like a little like back end piece of that. I don't know why. All right. Here we go. Question number 1. I feel like we need music for this down the road, Mark. I'm just going to throw that out there to you. A little trivia music like Jeopardy or something. This is why I love you, Mark. All right, which DLC character for Street Fighter V was the most recent one released? This should be easy if you pay attention to Street Fighter V. Which DLC character for Street Fighter V was the most recent character to be released? Here we go. Your choices are A, Akuma, B,
Matata,
Colin. Yeah, literally. So A, Akuma, B, Colin with a K, or C, Gilly, or D, Ibuki. And thank you, Jason, for making me say all these names. Yes. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Do you need me to say them again?
Yes,
no,
please.
I'm just going to pick one at random because I have no clue.
Your choices are A, Akuma, B, Colin with a K, C, Gully with a G, or D, Ibuki. Please give me your answers in 3, 2, 1. All right, we have 3 different answers. Nicole has said A, Akuma. Mark has said D for Ibuki. And Kim has said B, Colin with a K. And as my wife just said, yes, it is in fact K, Colin, B, Colin for the win. Kim, nice job.
I was going to pick that, but I thought, no, he'll have done that with Jason on purpose to throw us off.
Fuck. Yeah. Well done, Kim. Well done. First point off the board goes to Kim. She has closed the gap. All right, next question. Here we go. How many expansions have been released so far for Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft? How many expansions have been released so far for Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft?
It's got expansions?
It's got expansions, yes. Is it A, 4, B, 7, C, 8, or D, 5? How many expansions have been released for Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft so far? A, 4, B, 7, C, 8, or D, 5? I need your answers in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Games.
We have 3 different answers once again. Nicole has said C, 8. Mark has said D, which is 5. And Kim has said B, which is 7. Oh, again, Jason Johnson, thank you so much for putting these in numerical order for me. I really appreciate that. The correct answer is D, 5, which means...
I've got a point.
Mark Wright is now tied for 4th place. Congratulations, Mark. everybody has snuck back up a little closer to Nicole. We shall see how this plays out. Just a few more weeks left. It's exciting, I know. All right. Yeah, I know.
On the edge of my seat.
I literally am on the edge of my seat right now. All right. Let's move on to some new releases. Kim.
Yes.
You have your glasses on. You look like you're ready to read, so why not? Let's have you read new releases.
Alrighty, our new releases for April 22nd through April 28th are Batman Arkham VR for the Rift, the Oculus, and the Vive. For April 25th, Dragon Quest Heroes 2 for the PS4 on the 25th, Outlast 2 for the PS4 and the Xbox One on the 25th, Puyo Puyo Tetris for the Switch and the PS4 on the 25th, Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC, 25th, Siberia 3 for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 25th, What Remains of Edith Finch? That doesn't sound good for poor Edith. On the PS4 and the PC on the 25th. Wilson's Heart? Maybe that's what's left to Edith. For the Rift on April 25th. Warhammer 40,000 Dawn of War 3 for the PC on the 27th. Little Nightmares for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 28th, which I've heard is good. It won't be a game I'll play, but I've heard it's good. Mario Kart 8.
Why you gotta hate?
I'm just not into scary games, and that one sounds like it'd be scary. I'm a chicken shit, I'll admit it.
I think it's more cutesy cartoonish.
Oh, see, I thought it was a classroom.
Right? Or Days with Ponies some days.
Continue
on. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch on the 28th, and Portal Kings for the... Or Portal Kings.
Nice.
Portal Knights for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 28th. Those are our new releases.
All right. Awesome.
I know, right?
Thank you for that,
I'm pulling
Kim.
A bongo. You know.
Pulling a bongo. All right. I believe we've already covered the monthly freebies before, so we can skip through that. However, we do have this thing called the Year of Living Gamejously. We also have some play dates coming up. So tomorrow, Sunday the 23rd, if you're listening to this, we are going to be playing Rainbow Six Siege, per the request of our Canadian brother, Fraser Moores. So that will be happening tomorrow at, I believe, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern? 12 Eastern.
12
Eastern. It's 12 Eastern because yes. It's 11 a.m. for me.
Right. So there you go. Look for Fraser Moore at 5.
Just trying to see if you could do it.
My policy works, I'm telling you. All right, so yeah, so that's going to be happening tomorrow. But more importantly, we've got a jingle to play for this Year of Living Gamejously nonsense. And then, Nicole, I think you should read out all of the victories achieved.
Oh, goody.
I did have a video for this, but I've not got it anymore because Bongo was going to redo it.
What is the Year of Living Gamejously? Well, there are 6 simple steps. Number 1. This is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. 2. Select 30 games, your dirty 30, that you really want to finish. 3. Email your dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. 4. Set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. 5. Complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved and the hashtag YOLG. And finally, 6. Enjoy your dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the Year of Living Gamejously.
You know what? I think he actually speaks to the beat of that music, and that's why that whole intro takes 5 years to play out.
Yeah, Dan's just putting the chat. He's sleepy now.
And he's probably smoking a pipe and has on
totally
slippers and a robe. and a nice glass of whiskey and some Fleurs on the table. Fleurs.
While he's watching a film.
Absolutely. All right, Nicole.
Watching a film.
Yeah.
Love you, Bongo. Really, I do. All right. We're doing victory achieved. Do I have to tell you what it is? You also know by now.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's a contest we run on Twitter. Just like for Yolg, you have to take a selfie, keep it clean, send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag victory achieved. And if you are doing the Yolg, or as Greg likes to say, Yolg, don't forget to add the hashtag YOLG from your Dirty 30, and we will put you up here. And then this contest runs from the 1st of April through the 30th of June, and you are entering to win about $20 US and about 15 pounds UK, a gift card of your choice for PlayStation, Xbox, or Steam. All right, so this week's Pipples, since they scrolled past me. Pipples, yes.
This week's Pipples.
GamerGirl27 finished Unravel. These are all going to be Yolg's first. So congratulations, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you.
Number one stunt master.
I was just going to say real quickly, Yolg and Victory Achieved are kind of one and the same thing, but we have this Yolg promise kind of contest. So, it doesn't, for Victory Achieved, it doesn't have to be a Yolg game. Just complete the game, send us that selfie, like Nicole said, and you'll be in there. I think there's a little bit of confusion sometimes with people in terms of, well, is it a Victory Achieved or is it a Yolg? It's kind of all the same thing, except for...
You can do both.
You can do both.
Achieve with the Yolg in conjunction. Yes. All right. Number one Stepmaster, Mass Effect Andromeda. He finished that already? Wow.
Yeah.
Bongo the Sane, Telltale's Batman. PG Tip 77, Splinter Cell Blacklist. PG halfway through his massive Yolg list. It's like 50 some odd games. Head Chef Alan.
No, it's Head Chefalon. No, come it's on, Head Chefalon.
Well,
you have to do the proper head thing.
I hear the little what was it, gopher or whatever, going Alan. No, that's Steve. So anyway, sorry, dude. Head Chef Alan, Telltale's Batman, Gunslinger X 1983. Wolfenstein, The New Order, John Mouse, Unit 13, Marcanix, Battlefield 1, Caliburn M, The Division, John Mouse again with Skyrim. Oh my god, I'm never going to finish that game. Way to go, John Mouse. Sorry.
It's a big game.
Indeed.
That messed me up, isn't it? Filthy?
Filthy.
Yeah, where's his L? Anyway, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Fifi.
I know, it's Fifi. Where's his L? It's messing me up. And Filthy again with Guitar Hero Live. And Filthy once again with Saints Row Get Out of Hell.
Yeah, can That's I just comment real quickly on Filthy's picture when he finished Guitar Hero Live? It was like disturbing beyond belief. He had some kind of mask on. I don't know if it was a filter like on his phone or something that he did, but it looked like a Kiss mask. It was quite impressive. If he actually put that mask on to play this game, little afraid, not gonna lie, but also good on you.
I'll try to find.
All right, continue on. Sorry,
carrying on.
Thank you. All right. Daddy Ickin, Sniper Gross Ghost.
Sniper Gross Warrior?
It's a gross ghost.
Sniper Gross Warrior!
It's a gross ghost. Sniper Ghost Warrior. Daddy Ickin with Wolfenstein Old Blood. And our standard finishes are Flecky 90 with Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Adams, KD, which is Kyle Adams, I'm just saying Kyle. Right. Telltale's Batman, and Pilchard and Daisy Dumpling Overcooked. And that is it for our victories achieved.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. And Mark, do we have a special little something we can play?
We do, yeah.
I embrace this, but
you all have
I
a victories it. Achieved. Victories achieved. You have one. Victories achieved.
Yeah, and that picture of Phil is disturbing.
Yeah, I'm not lying, man.
Mm.
All right. It is that time, folks. It's time to kind of wrap up a quick show. Not a whole heck of a lot happening out. There's going to be plenty of news happening. To be perfectly honest, I think maybe not next week, but the week after, I believe there is now a Microsoft event, a hardware event. And they're not saying what they're going to be revealing, but they have indicated that it is not Surface related. So kind of inclined to think that they're going to probably do another kind of major reveal within the Scorpio. And so we'll maybe get the actual box and a name. And E3 is just coming around the corner after that. So things are starting to move fast. That being said, do we still have a clip for the closing notes, Mark, or should I just go through this? What would you prefer?
Whatever you want. Charlie Bob's done one, but it's a bit long as well.
All right. Well, then I will go through this, and because we do need to have Charlie Bob re-record this, because he'd like to say, as Bongo would say,
yeah.
But I would say, as I say, you can be part of the conversation every week. We are on twitch.tv/OC podcast. And again, we record every Saturday at 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 11 p.m. in the UK. And I'll be nice. If you're out on the East Coast, that's 6 p.m. You can email the show podcast@ocpod.com. I'm getting a little away from myself. You can tweet us. And this is probably, I think we're probably more active on Facebook and Twitter than we are necessarily within the whole email stuff. But @OC_podcast, that's our Twitter handle. And, of course, our Facebook group is fb.ocpod.com. And come hang out, you know. Lots of stuff going on. We've got gaming events happening. We're going to get this Halo thing off the ground as well. Nicole, I'm putting you squarely in charge of that because you are the Halo girl.
No problemo.
That's what I like to hear. And Cinco de Mayo also around the corner, no problemo.
Thank
margaritas
God.
And chips. Yep.
They have skinny margaritas at this place that I go to called Taco Mamas, and they're low-carb margaritas, and they're freaking fabulous.
I am all about a skinny margarita right about now. All right, iTunes reviews. You know, hey, if you're listening to this on a device, maybe an iPhone or even your Samsung phone, you know, there's things like Stitcher that you can leave us a review. We would love a review from you. We also have a YouTube channel where you can leave us a review there as well. We have some clubs because Mark loves clubs. Mark has made sure we have a club on almost every device under the sun. So on Xbox
Nintendo.
One, we have the OC Podcast Club. We also have the OC Podcast Community Club on the PlayStation 4. And then over on Steam, because we're also PC gamers occasionally. OC Podcast is our group there. And then OC Podcast is also on Discord. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Yeah. Still going.
Yeah. Yep, still going.
And
with lots of people on Discord.
I think Chitty started using it now because he sent me a friend request today. So I sent him an invite to the OC Podcast Discord server.
It's all going to go to hell in a handbasket once he's on there, though. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can find us in a lot of different places, and that's really the point of it all. We want you to find us. We want you to enjoy, hopefully this podcast and hanging out with us, letting us, fill up your ears for a couple hours on the weekend. And, I think beyond that, I think we should do some shout outs. So Mark, why don't you start us off?
I want to shout out Richard Natros, Natros79 on consoles and everything, and he's also on the Boss Wave podcast. I don't know if you guys heard, but he's actually traded his Xbox One in and got a PS4. that was a big shock horror. He's not swaying away from Xbox. It's because he's getting a Scorpio later on this year, so he wants to sample the dark side before he does that. So, yeah, I hope he enjoys his PS4. He's playing Horizon Zero Dawn.
Well, there's definitely good games. There's definitely good games to be had, so.
Yeah, there is. I want to shout out to you guys and also everyone in the chat on both, well, all three of Twitch, Beam, and YouTube, because we go out to all three now. Anyone else? I can't think of anyone else. I did have someone in my mind, but it's gone blank now. Oh yes, that's where it, yeah, Ped and Mella. Their podcast, the Ped and Mella Show. Do you listen to that?
I have.
Yes. That's growing on me now. Well, not growing on me, but I think it's getting into a rhythm.
It's grown on you like a wart.
Yeah. No, it's getting more, what's the word? I don't want to piss the guys off now. It's getting more like the backup show. So that's a compliment to them. Yeah. Over to Kim.
Alrighty. As usual, I want to shout out you guys because, you know, it's always fun to come on here. I want to shout out to our Shatters. You know, there's been Amorous and Harley Dan and Martin and PG Tips and Dr. Wraith. So, you know, you guys are the reason we do this thing. And, of course, the people that listen to this later. So, you know, thanks for coming along. So, yeah. Shout out to Mother Nature for keep bringing the warm weather. Thank you for that, because I'm tired of freezing to death. So, how about you, Nicole?
The same. Always the Shatters. And there was a ton in there tonight, all from different places. So, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
I have yet to figure out how to read the names yet, but whatever, Mark can handle that.
Yep.
He'll sort it out for us. And definitely you guys, because like you said, it's always fun to be on here with you guys. And I want to thank Mother Nature for not screwing this up for me. The thunder was loud, the hail was loud, the rain was loud, but I had power the entire time and still have my roof on my house.
Score! So
good. Score. Yay, Mother Nature! That's pretty much it. So if you guys want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at OC_Amaryllis on Twitter. Amaryllis on the PS4, which I really should probably pay a little more attention to the PlayStation, but I just don't. And Amaranth on the Xbox. And yes, we will be getting together. Like I said, I'm going to make it a priority to set up game weekends for the summer after I need a little lead time to make some maps for our Halo nights. But we will get into that. So, Greg, finish us off.
All right. Nicely. Time to finish it off. So obviously, shout out to the three of you. Thank you for making time every weekend and having some fun. Shout out to the listeners, as Kim already pointed out. They are a big, important part, as well as Nicole, I should say. A big, important part of what we do and kind of why we do it. I want to shout out Mark. Mark, you have taken our podcast, even though you're not listening to me right now, you have taken our podcast to kind of another level.
Baby crying.
With our overlays, with our streaming. And so I just want to say thank you to you.
You're welcome.
And a big thank you to Robin and Fraser for filling in for hosting duties. They've taken over actual slots now. So like radio DJs, we have our time slots now, and they've got their permanent slots. They've been doing a great job, even though Fraser basically let Robin die. That was kind of... I would like to unshout out one of my favorite wineries. It's called Villa Toscano, and we went there last weekend for Easter. They had a little Easter brunch going on, and part of the thing was, you know, come out, we'll have Easter brunch, and come meet the Easter Bunny. And so we were excited for this, and so we went out to the winery and their sister winery, which is Bella Rosa. And basically, the Easter Bunny turned out just to be a big stuffed Easter Bunny. It wasn't an actual person dressed up like the Easter Bunny. So we didn't get any pictures with our son with the Easter Bunny. Kind of a big bummer. Real letdown. So unshout out to them. Even though you make a good port, I kind of hate you right now. And I think that's it. So follow me on Twitter at @OC_Murphy's Law. You can check out my blog, which it's due for an update. But within that, I've been talking about the games I've been completing over my year of living Gamedrously. That's greg.ocpod.com. And other than that, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining, and we will catch you next week. And shout out to Crusher, because I've been seeing his little ear the entire time. Mark, take us out.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Hi, Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Oh, I'm looking at my hair. Like that. I'm gonna have to go back and go fix it later.
Hoping
that,
hoping for.
Okay, so there's thunder, a lot of it, hail,
nice,
and the asshole dog next door.
Okay.
Damned asshole dog.
Yes. I'm sorry, my dog's feet.
Asshole dog.
She's still outside. So anyway, if I just up and disappear, it's because I either got sucked
up like
and you can call me Dorothy, or
I like Dorothy anyway.
It's like lightning like crazy.
Oh, Nicole, why did you tell me about Dorothy? I'm bookmarking.
I like it.
I'm bookmarking that in case she does get disconnected.
And Nicole wants to play it again.
Oh, she can hear.
Yep.
That means I'm in trouble.
You're busted.
You're always in trouble. For the record, always.
Always.
Yeah. Look at Nicole. Nicole, I don't know how the hell you just like took control of trivia this year. I think it's just consistency of being on the show that's benefited Nicole.
Yeah, that's it. We'll go with that. Or dumb fucking luck.
I'm going to go with that.
Sorry, what?
The cameras are all set up. We're early. Wow.
Sweet. Hot dog. Awesome. Look at us go.
Just charge in. Why not?
That dog. Kim's going to do something to that dog.
I'm not doing anything to that dog.
I've got a shotgun sound effect just for Kim.
Why does everybody seem to think I'm some bloodthirsty killer or something? My God, I didn't even kill the damn raccoon.
You're an animal killer.
My God. Okay.
I know, Kim. You and I know. We're good.
We know the truth, but the fictitious story is so much better.
I know, and weirdos.
That's what makes it even more funny.
Yeah.
Asking me how to get rid of a squirrel out of his attic, and I get a trap? Call an exterminator? I don't know.
Get a shotgun?
Peanut butter, a shotgun?
Next time Jason asks you, tell him to have a fucking squirrel.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, get it a moose, you know?
You'll pretty much get the same answer. Well, you better not. If you know how to open these makeup things, I'm worried.
Oh, I had two sisters. Of course I know how to open those makeup things. It's very similar to how you open a bra.
Very carefully.
Wow. Go unplug that.
Please step out to the emergency exit.
That's a tornado.
Everybody, single fashion, single line. Oh, that's a tornado warning.
I don't know.
Please get to your attic.
You want to go to an attic in a tornado? I'm not sure that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. I, you know, We don't have basements out here. Yeah, but an attic would definitely be the wrong place to be during a tornado.
Just like if they're closer, you know.
Yeah, not heading to an attic. Thanks for asking.
Yep.
Yep.
Just remember, I'm out at 7. I'll leave you guys high and dry.
I'm all about an expedient show this week.
Me too. Because I might fall asleep. We last any longer than that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
Mark, you had 6 goddamn minutes.
I'm ready. All right, we're going.
Are you sure?
All right.
Oh, you know, if we had actually bothered, I forgot, Call of Duty World War II is going to be revealed tomorrow.
All right, yeah.
And I guess it got leaked. So it's a Normandy setting, co-op, standalone story, private beta for pre-orders. So, interesting stuff.
Mm.
Throw that right, in well, the...
Yeah, put that in the... in the outtakes, Mark.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Please.
That.
Yeah. He forgot please, so please.
God damn it, do it.
Just put it in.
Do it now.
Put it in.
America, fuck yeah. Oh my God, I'm so hungry. My stomach is gurgling. So, on that note.
I need a wee bud.
Kids, thank you.
I'm getting older, I can't hold it anymore.
You got
tie
a wee.
Tie your shit in a knot.
What if it were long enough?
Does yeah. I mean, Mark, outside of rain, do you guys actually get any kind of like crazy like tornado stuff or anything like that?
No. The odd tornado we do get is a bit of a tiny wind what takes a couple of roof tiles off and it makes the news because it's such a big event. We had one in Birmingham last year, I think, and it was like a mini tornado, and it just brought a few roof tiles off, and that was it.
Do you have any kind of natural like disaster stuff that happens in the UK?
No, it's pretty boring.
I'm moving to the UK. I am.
Okay.
It may be cold, but you might survive
more. Safest place in the world.
Yeah.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.